if you think about their conditioning, their whatever conditioned behavior they manifest, that's only a bundle of conditioning. There's nobody there. That's not who they are. So ultimately, whatever you can think about in the other person, that's not who they are. What you cannot think about in the other person, that's who they are and who you are. You conceptualize yourself as an entity that consists of mental positions and mental images and concepts, and me, story of me, and then you do it to others. So being here as an alive presence, the pull is greatly reduced, the pull to label everything immediately. When you sense, when you in the background, the presence that you are, entire being that you are, you sense that as the presence, and then you perceive, then the need to label is hardly there. You still occasionally little thoughts may drift in and out, that's okay. But to a large extent, you will be able to be there as a higher intelligence, because that's what it is, the unconditioned intelligence, that is presence. And not be there as a little personalized entity that says, me. No matter how intelligent, how developed my mind is, you're still a little egoic me, wanting something or fearing something. And so that is particularly when you meet human beings, because we've been talking about being present with nature, being present with a tree and a flower, and look without needing to call it anything, unless you have to say something to someone. But in the act of perception, there's the background of aware stillness. And that's relatively easy. Nature is not actively thinking, it's not conducive to thought. It becomes more difficult when you meet humans, because most humans are noisy minds. That's who they think they are. They're walking around with noisy minds. And immediately it's very challenging to meet another human being, because you're meeting, in most cases, an egoic entity. They don't know who they are. They think they are their story. And they think they need this and that to fulfill themselves. And they fear all kinds of things. And they interpret you through the eyes of their conditioning. And so in the interaction with humans, it's essential to be there as presence and not as a labeling mind. And so if you can sense the inner body, when you're facing another human being, somebody you've never met before, somebody you know already, doesn't matter. Somebody you're meeting very briefly, and there's a moment in which perhaps you ask, can you tell me where such and such a street is? You're stopping a stranger in the street. Can you tell me where such and such a street is? And he or she says, it's over there, they go that way. And there's a moment of perhaps 3 seconds in which you just look at him and you say, thank you. In that looking, there was stillness. Just, thank you. There was no judging. There was just a field of presence. That means you truly met another human being. You connected at a deeper level. And that is only possible when you are not lost or react to the world of form, the form of that person, which is either the person's body, or the person's external appearance, or the person's psychological form. And then you say, whatever, I don't like the way he spoke to me, or whatever, or I like, I don't. A space of no thought, a space of consciousness in the interaction, just looking or listening to what he or she says. But of course the awareness goes beyond the looking and the listening. There's actually a flow of energy between you. There's a totally different energy interaction that would be there when, in a normal interaction, would be mind energy, just two minds. And here you have very different frequency between two humans. It's peaceful, a peaceful, alive energy field that connects them, in which they momentarily become one. And even if the other human has no idea that what's going on, he or she may simply feel that you are, oh, such a lot later, and say, oh, that's a nice person. Because the human mind would then personalize it. In your presence, that human being felt suddenly free, not judged. Him or herself, a bit more than usual, felt, oh, you didn't impose what normally humans impose on other humans. Similar to a dog or a cat, but better. And so it feels.